It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for March 30th of 2026. I attended a couple of the No Kings protests last Saturday, including ones in Mount Pleasant and Alma, and it's being reported that there were around 850 people at the Mount Pleasant rally. The event was organized by Indivisible Central Michigan, who, like other Indivisible chapters across the state, have seen their numbers skyrocket. And I would say that the protest featured around 70% of those who were about 40 years and older, and then around 30% who were younger. In fact, I will say there were more younger college-age voters there than I expected, because they haven't really seemed all that enthusiastic to attend these rallies or protests thus far. I mean, that doesn't mean they aren't or didn't show up in Detroit, Ann Arbor, or in Lansing, but I'm just telling you what I saw. So it was a good sign to see more younger voters there showing up and waking up and making their voices heard. I also got to see the tail end of the No Kings protest that was organized by the Gratiot County Democrats, and around 130 people attended that protest, which is quite impressive for Alma. And then I went into their headquarters and listened to a candidate running to take on the Trump regime's water boy in mid-Michigan, MAGA Congressman John Molnar, and I will have that candidate on the show later on in April, so stay tuned for that. Now, there were roughly around 3,000 protests around the country on Saturday, and 120 of those were in Michigan. And we're not talking about just one giant protest in Detroit, Lansing, or Grand Rapids, which there were large protests in those cities, but we're talking about thousands of working-class Michiganders getting up and braving the cold weather to let their fellow citizens know that they're not alone in opposing the direction this country is going. However, they also wanted to do more than just show how they're against the Trump regime's fascistic and corporate authoritarian takeover of the country. Many of them had demands. And quite frankly, some of the demands and goals are something the Democratic Party's corporate establishment and millionaire consultants want everyone to ignore. I saw many signs demanding the ICE Gestapo to be abolished. I saw signs calling for the taxing of the rich and the untouchable Epstein class. And I saw many signs calling for an end to the Iran war. I also, by the way, saw signs critical of the aforementioned MAGA Republican Congressman John Molnar, which I think means that more and more people are starting to notice how little he's worked to improve the lives of thousands of working-class mid-Michiganders. But getting back to those signs demanding ICE to be abolished, ending the Iran war, and taxing the Epstein class, those sentiments were filtering throughout the protest I attended, and I'm guessing the same was happening at the other protests across the state and across the nation. And on top of the protests being nonviolent and bringing people together for a common cause of opposing MAGA Republican fascism and the elite Epstein class, the protest showed me how the working class is angry about being left alone. Those protests weren't about feeling left alone. No, the protests were about being left alone. I saw numerous social media posts showing protesters who were simultaneously upset with the Trump regime and with the fecklessness of the corporate establishment Democratic Party leadership and its millionaire consultants. The protests I visited were filled with just normal, hardworking, and very kind working-class mid-Michiganders who needed an outlet to let those in their community know they don't support this kind of America. And this wasn't just an anti-Trump rally, which is what many MAGA Republican and corporate Democrats want you to believe they were. The No Kings protest was about a working class not being heard, and they found a way to be seen and heard, and to let others feeling the same exact way know that they are not alone. Whether it's with the billionaire tech bro data centers, or the Iran war, or the ICE Gestapo, or the millions losing their health insurance, or MAGA's war on marginalized Americans, or this country's funding for an Israeli genocide of Gaza, or the lack of accountability with the elite Epstein class, the working class marched together last weekend to put the country on notice that a new progressive populist movement is needed in order to change this very broken system. A system that's designed to work for and on behalf of the Epstein class. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.